He shoved off the balcony. Yeah, fine. Yeah, you look fine, I said sarcastically. Look, I can take care of the girls. If you're tired, just stay. He snorted. I bet you can. What the hell, man? This coming from the guy with a different girl in his bed every night. What caused the sudden attitude change? He looked pissed and on edge. Seriously, what's wrong with you? He let out a long sigh before grabbing a shirt from his suitcase and pulling it over his head. I just wish this shit with Vanessa was over with. You and me both, I said in a detached voice. Like I said, my lawyer has the papers. Everything's ready for when we get back. He nodded. Just don't do anything stupid until then. I won't. I'd never actually lied to my best friend, not to his face at least. His eyes searched mine. I almost said it. I almost told him the guilt that ate me alive over Vanessa, over her choices. But the last thing I wanted was to turn him against her more, so I stayed quiet. I took the hit like I always did when it came to her. Protect her reputation. She's your wife still. Just like I had to protect her reputation with the book, with her image. My fault. I said yes the first time, but I took my vows seriously. Till death do us part, through sickness and health, through hell. 3 more days, and I'd be free. Everything was going to be fine.
Chapter 41. Colin. I was being a dick. I couldn't help it. I was getting more and more territorial, and I wanted someone to blame for my actions. Something to blame. The drive to the charity event was short, and all too soon we were getting out of the car for the press conference. Jesse signed autographs like he always did. I stayed back with the girls and watched him work the crowd. He was so damn good with people. He smiled like he was born for the spotlight when I knew how much he actually hated how fake and hollow it made him feel. Those very same people who shouted your name in triumph one day would just as easily curse you the next day if you threw an interception. I reached for Blair's hand just when he looked up. I jerked away. Damn it. I needed to tell him. As if reading my thoughts, Blair sighed. He needs to know. I know. I didn't look at her.
Why do I feel so guilty? It's not like I stole you from him, or you guys were dating.
I chewed my lower lip. Maybe it's because I know he wants you, and I took you anyway. You didn't take me, Blair said with a laugh. You seduced me. I grinned at her. It was the swing. Totally. She nodded and then looked back to Jesse. He'll be fine. I'm not what he wants anyway. He just thinks I am because he's remembering what it was like when we were together. She made a face. We were young, you know? And just like you said, it's easy to look back and only see the good. What could have been? You're getting smarter the longer you hang out with me, I teased. She rolled her eyes. Isla snickered. Blair, I moved closer. She glanced up at me. I really just want to hold your hand. I could have sworn Isla sighed next to her. I moved behind Blair. She put her hand behind her back. I squeezed it. I held it. I closed my eyes and mentally prepared for the fight with Jesse. I'd tell him in the morning. No use ruining the charity dinner tonight, because no matter what Blair says, I do feel guilty. Because he met her first. Because he kissed her first. I ignored bro code. But I had no choice. I wanted her the minute I met her. And I wasn't going to stop just because he had a misguided view of what they could be like if he wasn't married. I wasn't. Mine. She was mine now.
Chapter 42. Blair. It was a long day. Watching Jesse handle all the press had me emotionally exhausted. I had no idea how the guy handled fame. I would crack. He just kept smiling through question after question. And then we got back in the SUV. He hung his head in his hands. Are you okay? I asked. Isla and Colin piled in behind us, and Jesse finally looked up, dark circles under his eyes. I'll survive. I winced. You look like hell. I feel like someone ran me over with a cement truck. My eyes are burning. I think I need a nap before tonight. I think you did well. I tried encouraging. In fact, I don't know how you do it at all, or why. His smile no longer made me feel giddy. If anything, now I felt nothing. I wasn't even angry anymore, which was a strange feeling. We always want to pick the poorest countries. It brings money into their economy, gives kids something to look forward to when we do the scrimmage during breaks on building the orphanage. It's just, it makes me forget all the bullshit back in the States. It grounds me, humbles me. It's a small way to give back. I'd do it every day for the rest of my life if it meant someone else went to bed with a smile on their face. I sucked in a breath. That was the Jesse that people didn't see. That Vanessa should have fallen in love with. I could have sworn Isla sighed with me while Colin winked. That was why they were best friends. Take away the shit, and the heart recognizes another heart like its own, doesn't it? I was so lost in my thoughts it didn't register that Jesse had put his hand on my thigh. Just as quickly as it was there, it was gone. And he was frowning like he expected to feel heat from touching me, but instead came back empty-handed. He didn't talk the rest of the trip back to the hotel. When we walked in, there was Vanessa coming down the hall with her perfect body, perfect little white swimsuit, and a cocktail. "You guys have fun?" Her glassy eyes were the only indication she'd been drinking. Jesse tensed as if he'd been caught doing something wrong. "Yeah, it was fun." Tension swirled around us. I sidestepped her, but she grabbed my arm. "Hey, can I chat with you real quick?" I nodded. Jesse stayed for a few seconds, his eyes darting between us. I forced a smile and winked. He nodded and went to his room. The rest headed to their own rooms, and I was abandoned with Vanessa. "Tonight," Vanessa grinned drunkenly, "I want you to test him once and for all. If he doesn't take the bait, then fine. But if he does, he'll have to stay married to me." "I'm pretty sure that's not how this works, Vanessa." "Sure it is. You catch him cheating, we get some pictures, blackmail him, and he stays with me until my book pops off the New York Times list. If I sell a few more thousand copies, I'll get another deal, and possibly a role in the film about our lives." I was gaping. I couldn't even hide my shock. "I'm sorry, did you hire us because you were suspicious he was cheating, or because you need to catch him in order to gain more book sales? A movie role?" Her face fell. "Look, I know he's cheating. She's blonde, tall, legs for days. You took pictures of them, remember? I just need more proof. I need to catch him red-handed so he feels bad. At this point, I can't just show him pictures. It's not enough. I want him to feel..." Her teeth gritted, and then she hung her head. "I want him to just..." "You want him to feel shame. You want him to notice you. You want him to want you," I finished for her. "But this isn't how you get that, Vanessa." I licked my lips. "I'll do my job because this is part of our contract, but after tonight, I'm done." Her smile didn't reach her eyes. "Is this really what you want?" I felt like I had to ask her again. Indecision crossed her face before she rolled her eyes. "He's all I've ever wanted. Well, that and to be famous, to be known for something more than this." She lifted her hands as if to show me what this entailed. She was pointing at herself. "Vanessa, I say this from one human being to another. There will never be a point in your life where it will be enough." I touched her shoulder and then went into my room. I made a beeline for my balcony. Colin was already out on his. "Thank you." His eyes held so much sadness I wanted to cry. For being honest with her, for standing up to her. I may have eavesdropped. He scratched the back of his head. I don't want you to do it. I don't want to do it either. The pay must be good, huh? His smile was back, but the bite of his words felt like a slap. Excuse me? I hissed. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Nothing, he swore. Sorry, that was out of line. You think? I turned to go back into my room. Blair, wait. I ignored him. And then he was behind me, pulling me into his arms, kissing my neck. I'm sorry, I'm just jealous. It scares the shit out of me that he might even try something with you, that you'll like it more than you realize, that... Stop! I turned in his arms. As insulting as it is that you're assuming this is normal for us, we don't do that. If one of us is bait, the other is filming it for Facebook Live to expose the cheater. We don't make out with clients' husbands. That's a prostitute you're thinking of, not a PI. Colin hung his head. On a scale from one to pissed, how angry are you right now? The shower turned off. Isla walked out, saw us, then turned on her heel and walked right back into the bathroom. Pissed off, I said. Let me make it up to you. Sex won't make this better. Sex always makes things better, especially angry sex where I let you slap me. He grinned. It was hard not to smile. All men are pricks, he said it loudly, probably so Isla could hear. And I'm the biggest of them all because I've tasted you. Because I've memorized you. Because the thought of not having you right in front of me is the most terrifying thought I've ever had. That this could be gone makes me crazy. You make me crazy. Bad crazy? The best sort of crazy. He whispered, lowering his head, and then his lips were on mine. His hands were in my hair, fingers massaging my scalp as a dizzying sensation washed over me. He pulled away. The very best. Suddenly, Isla was speaking. When did she walk back into the room? You have a room, Colin, she said sweetly, and a bed. I suggest you both use them while I hold down the fort here. Colin pulled me into his arms, kissing me again, before leading me back to the balcony. We were two stories up, but our balconies were only a foot apart. I jumped over. He followed. Just as Jesse opened his door and walked out onto his. Caught. So caught. But he wasn't looking at us, or even paying attention. It was Vanessa who came out next, wrapped her arms around his naked chest and whispered, I love you. I wanted to rip her eyes out. I lunged toward them, the protective side of me wanting to expose her in front of Jesse, all the hateful things she said, the way she was using him. Colin shoved me into his room and closed the door. Don't ruin it just because she's a bitch. She's crazy! I may have yelled it two more times before I calmed down. Colin smirked. God, you're so pretty when you're pissed. I was ready to smack him when he pulled me into his arms and whispered gruffly, Now get naked.
Chapter 43. Colin. I'd never been so overcome with irrational jealousy. You'd think that I'd be more upset that my best friend was screwing my sister over by way of lies and manipulation, yet the only thing I could focus on was the fact that Blair's hands would be on his body, that his hands would reciprocate. It was enough to make me want to ram both fists through the nearest wall and let my head follow. Blair tugged her shirt over her head and threw it at my face. It made me smile. She slammed my body onto the feather top, straddling me with her shorts and shoes still on. What happened to the angry sex, Colin? She moved her hips a bit, sending all of my blood south. Winter is coming. And soon, she would be too. I gripped her hips with my hands and squeezed as a curtain of hair fell across her face. After you do your job, I want you in my room. My bed. Yes, Our mouths met in a heated kiss. I was so hard anything could and would set me off. A light breeze would have me screaming her name and spending everything I had. I'd never had both with a woman. The undeniable animal attraction I had to Blair, paired with the actual desire to hold on to her heart and never let go. It was overwhelming, terrifying. It was more than I deserved. But in that moment, I couldn't bring myself to care about the ramifications of our actions. She grinned down at me. "You're thinking hard," I groaned. "Don't say hard. You make it harder." "Is that possible?" She moved against me again. I bit back a curse. "Obviously not." With a laugh, she kissed me again. I flopped her onto her back and shrugged her shorts down, then tossed her shoes behind me. She was this gorgeous feast spread out across my bed. I licked my lips while her pupils dilated. "Thought you wanted to slap me." "That was your idea." "Our idea," I corrected. "But now that I have you here, I don't want to be angry, Blair. I frowned, uncomfortable with how insecure I felt over the fact that this girl was it for me, that I wanted her to tie me to the altar and threaten me within inches of my life if I said no. "I want to love you." Her eyes filled with tears. I tangled my hands in hers and pressed her body against the mattress as our breaths matched, collided, swirled around our lips as they kissed, met, made love. I ducked my head, pressing feather-like kisses to her neck as she trembled beneath me. I was just getting ready to suck one perfect pink nipple when a knock sounded at the door.
"Colin, it's Jesse. Can we talk, man?"
Blair gave me a panicked look.
"Colin, don't make me grab a key, man. Wake that ass up so I can talk to you."
"He wouldn't," Blair whispered.
"He would.
He has no sense of personal boundaries where I'm concerned." She bolted from underneath me and turned. I sighed and pointed at the closet.
"Hide. I'll get rid of him."
She gathered her clothes and shut herself into my closet, just as Jesse unlocked my door and waltzed right in.
"Seriously, come in, no problem. I don't need privacy. Hell, what if I was naked?"
Jesse snorted.
"Nothing I haven't seen before. Remember in high school when I walked in on you in the shower and you were..."
"Ha ha," I said loudly.
"No need to relive old times."
Jesse burst out laughing.
"Oh man, I'll never look at a loofah the same again."
I prayed for a thunderbolt to take down the entire fucking hotel. Jesse was still laughing.
"Did you need something, other than to embarrass the hell out of me?"
He frowned.
"What, you're worried the girls can hear you through the walls? Trust me, they can't. Otherwise you would have heard the fight Vanessa and I had a few minutes ago."
"Fight?
Man, she's insane."
"Yeah, I know. I claim her as family." Jesse sat on the roughed-up bed and frowned.
"Were you sleeping?"
"It's a weird time change. I was tired." He looked around the room like he was trying to piece something together and then gave his head a shake.
"It's just... here's the thing."
Jesse stood and scratched his head like he was uncomfortable.
"She's always assumed the worst, and maybe I let her believe the worst because I was so sick and tired of all the shit."
My eyes narrowed.
"What exactly are you saying, Jesse?"
He looked like he wanted to confess something.
This could be it. This could mean Blair wouldn't have to go through with it. "I don't want to burden you, man. It's not your job."
He stood.
"I do have a favor, though. Can you keep your sister away from me tonight? I don't want to lose focus. I'm stressed enough as it is."
The universe clicked together in that moment. The reason Vanessa pushed him, fought with him, had nothing to do with the actual fight, but her reading the play perfectly. "I do my job as brother and best friend, a job I'm not proud to have done several times in the past when he needed a break. I'd run interference, and she'd get Jesse alone. Weak. Vulnerable. And cause him to run straight into Blair's arms, giving my sister the ammunition she needed." Fuck. Terrorists had nothing on my sister. God help us if she ever married into the mafia. The last thing she needed was a weapon to go with her emotional warfare. "Yeah, man." I scratched the back of my head and tried not to look worried. "I'll keep her away. Just do me a favor in return."
"Anything."
"Don't take the bait," I whispered. He squinted at me, then smiled.
I'll try, but I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
I exhaled.
You will.
Chapter 44. Blair. The last time I was this nervous, I was getting dumped by my boyfriend at prom in front of the entire student body. One minute we were dancing and laughing, the next he was in the bathroom getting high and then grabbing Sierra and jamming his tongue down her throat. I never slept with him. Later found out he had SIF. He was a real winner. He was also really popular, meaning the fight between us happened for all to see. Why did it feel like history was somehow repeating itself? Why did it feel like I was minutes away from getting in a fight I wanted no part of in front of hundreds of people? Soft classical music played in the background. The garden was lit up with lanterns. Players from the NFL as well as the European Football League walked around in their fancy evening clothes. The charity chose a different country to host the banquet every year, and each country chosen was the one who received whatever the charity was sponsoring, in this case, an orphanage. The year previous, they built a school. People flew in from all over the world to experience local culinary masterpieces and network with each other. Oh, yeah, and to support the charity, too. I was trying not to puke. You've got this. Isla handed me a glass of champagne. And your legs look fabulous. I was wearing a floor-length black dress with a slit that went all the way up my right thigh, exposing enough leg to make sitting problematic. The dress fell over my shoulders and scooped down the front. It was very Breakfast at Tiffany's. I even had pearls wrapped around my neck in a choker-like fashion, with my hair piled high on my head. Had I been there for any other reason, I would have felt like a princess. Instead, I felt like the villain dressed up as a princess. "This is a horrible idea," I whispered as Jesse got up on the main stage and started to speak. I thought about the man, about what he was capable of. The man speaking I could respect. I just hoped that my vision of him wouldn't shatter yet again when or if he took the bait. But part of me assumed he would, knew he would, because I knew from our past that whenever he was in public, he was at his most vulnerable. He gave everything to his fans, to his admirers, and saved nothing for himself. I sighed. He was vulnerable, all right. And when you're vulnerable, you default to the safe, the familiar, or whatever makes you feel alive again, like your old self. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you freaking human. "I just wanted to take a few minutes," Jesse continued, "to thank my friends and family for traveling with me, supporting my dream with this charity, and to everyone here in allowing me to be the honorary chairman for such a great cause." The knife wedged itself deeper into my ribcage as I tried to even my breathing and not black out. "It's been a difficult year, transitioning from playing ball to doing what I do now, but it's been so good. I've learned a lot about myself, about those I care about." He smiled that movie star smile that used to make my knees buckle. "Life is good as long as you have people you love spending it with you. And I'm thankful to say I have that." I knew he wasn't talking about Vanessa. And he didn't love me. But maybe he meant a familial love. "Now let's raise some money." Everyone cheered and clapped, myself included. Colin had Vanessa corralled by the bar while Jesse made his way through the parted crowd toward me. I was shaking, shaking so badly I thought he'd notice. He held out his hand. I took it as he escorted me on one side and Isla on the other. So far, so good. Isla stumbled. "Oh, shoot! I forgot something back in my room. Don't wait for me, guys." She ran off, leaving us alone. I gulped. Jesse watched my mouth, his eyes darting from my lips to my eyes. Oh, no, oh, no. Did you get any champagne? I said lamely. He smirked. You and champagne. Girls have needs. He choked out a laugh. And those needs include as much free champagne as you can drink. Free is free, Jesse. I'm glad you came, he said, changing the subject. I'm glad all of you guys came. I don't think I could have done half of this with a smile on my face if I didn't know I could just be myself around you guys. I smiled through my teeth and took another large gulp and nodded my head in agreement, like I wasn't ready to throw up champagne all over his shiny shoes. We walked up to the bar. He looked at me, then at the bartender. What will you have? The bartender grinned at us. Beer, I blurted. For him. Jesse's eyes narrowed. What makes you think I want beer? You said you could be yourself, so be yourself, was all I said. He nodded at me. Whiskey. Give her top shelf. One cube. I smiled down at the tabletop, then back at Jesse. Cheers? Let's take a walk. I looped my arm in his, my left hand holding my shaking drink as we moved around the garden. He made conversation with a few people, and then we were on the bridge, alone, staring up at the star-filled sky. As the jungle around us came alive. Why are you here, Blair? Hmm? I pretended not to hear the question. Here. He crossed his arms. Why are you really here? And don't give me that bullshit about wanting to donate money for Ian. He could have done that in seconds. Hell, he could have done it in person rather than sending you. So what are you doing here? Panic took over. Damn it. Why wasn't Isla the bait this time? Does it matter? I'm here. You're here. Oh, look, a frog. It matters that you're here. Yes. His eyes searched my face. He leaned down. I waited. My body shook with the wrongness of it. Jesse brushed hair away from my face and cupped my chin. You're shaking like a worm, Anna. He jerked away, glared, turned around in a circle. Fuck! Tell me you're not bait! I gulped. I can explain. His eyes flashed with hurt. I opened my mouth just as Colin burst onto the trail with Vanessa and Isla close on his heels. Colin, stop! No! Colin roared. Sorry, Jesse, I can't let this happen. I can't. I know you like her. I know you were going to maybe kiss her. Hell, maybe you weren't. Does it even matter? Jesse blinked at his best friend. What the hell are you talking about? You kissing Blair. I didn't kiss Blair. Well, you were going to, and... Jesse burst out laughing. Tell me you aren't in on this, Colin. Tell me my best friend isn't helping his psychotic sister get everything she wants just because she wants it. Colin shook his head at me like he didn't want me to admit guilt. I stepped forward. Vanessa hired me. To seduce me? Not exactly, Isla said. We own Dirty X's private investigators. Vanessa was under the impression you were cheating and needed cold, hard facts, so we went undercover. It's our job. Your job is to lie to people to gain wrong information? Jesse said in a furious voice. Do you even realize what you could have done? It was my turn to be angry. Do you even realize what we do? I yelled. We help people, and I have pictures of you with some tall blonde chick, so don't sit there on your high horse yelling at us for ruining your life and siding with Vanessa when we know the truth. You wouldn't know the truth if it hit you in the ass, Blair, he said in a cold voice. And that tall, leggy blonde... He pulled out his cell, typed something in, and then showed me a picture of her on a company website with three names. She's my divorce attorney. Jesse scowled. Colin paled. But you've been with her at the bar. You've been... Because I didn't want Vanessa to know what I was up to. Better she think I'm cheating than I'm surprising her with divorce papers and a nice little eviction from my house and my life. I had to time it right. Vanessa huffed and then burst into tears. No! Jesse jabbed a finger in her direction. You cheated on me 3 times. 3 fucking times, Vanessa! I gasped. You don't get to cry, not when you're the one who ruined this. First with the baby, then by cheating in order to revive your acting career. I took my vows seriously then. I take them seriously now. Yes, I'm a man. Yes, I was tempted. His eyes flickered to mine. I was tempted. I shouldn't have texted you, Blair. That was wrong. I'll admit that. I'll admit that I shouldn't have let this go on as long as I did. He hung his head and stomped off. Colin sighed. Jesse, one more thing. Jesse turned. What? Blair and I are together. Jesse choked out. You bastard! Before he rammed his fist into Colin's face, they both went down in a blur of fists and cursing. Vanessa just slumped to the ground, crying drunk tears, while Isla and I tried to pull the guys apart. Jesse landed on top of Isla, but she shoved him off her. My dress tore before I could stand. Colin caught me as I stumbled forward and lost a shoe. Enough! Colin yelled. We're adults! You went behind my back! Jesse roared. Thought you said it was wrong! At the time, that doesn't mean... His eyes narrowed. How long has this been going on?
Since the pantry, Colin admitted.
Pantry? Jesse repeated. What the hell, my pantry, your pantry?
Why don't you eat cereal? I just had to ask. Why do you live by certain public rules and not private ones? Why are you so...
controlling? Jesse finished for me. Because being reckless got me that.
He pointed to a still crying Vanessa and walked off. I didn't realize I had tears streaming down my face until Colin wiped them with his thumbs and led me back to the room.
Chapter 45, Jesse. All I felt was anger, red, hot, searing anger. My best friend and Blair. Vanessa having me followed after all the shit she already pulled on me. Being investigated was the final straw. I emailed my lawyer. She was getting served the minute her skinny ass walked off that plane. I was so torn up inside I didn't know who to trust, what to do. I thought I could trust Colin, and yet the entire time he knew I was struggling with seeing a blast from my past, he did what? Just went behind my back and took her for himself? Not that it mattered now. Not anymore. I was never committing to another woman again. They couldn't be trusted, even Blair. I slammed my hands against my closed door and ripped off my bow tie, followed by my shirt. Buttons went flying all over the ground. A soft knock sounded on the door. Vanessa, I swear on all that's holy, if you ask to come in here and shed one fucking tear, I'm throwing you off the balcony. Not Vanessa. Isla's voice was sad. I jerked the door open. What? What could you possibly need? Nothing. She whispered as uncertainty washed over her pretty features, and then suddenly she hugged me, her arms wrapped tightly around my middle. I was so shocked I just stood there. And then, very slowly, I hugged her back, then rested my chin on her head while my heart slowed to its normal rhythm, only to pick up again when she pulled away and looked up into my eyes. I was wrong. You were also psychotic, I added seriously. You can't just do that shit to a guy and expect him not to get a restraining order. She grinned. You got a restraining order? I'm honored. I snorted out a laugh. So you're a PI, huh? Clearly not a great one, Jesse. You have to know we've never been wrong. We really do pride ourselves on helping people. We never liked Vanessa, but that's not part of our job. Our job is to do what our clients pay us for. Blair and I didn't necessarily come to catch you red-handed. We came because Vanessa threatened to expose Blair as the one cheating with you because of the texts. She knew if she said just enough to the media, to the public, that it would undermine the business we built. We were stuck in a horrible position. When Blair wanted to tell you the truth, Vanessa threatened again. I sighed and looked out over her head as a bloodied Colin walked toward us with Blair in tow, her dress ripped and her easy smile gone. People, I pointed at both of them. They pay you for this? Colin smirked. Blair hit him. Were you really stuck in my pantry? I had to ask. Blair sighed. At least I wouldn't have starved. No, you've got all the cereal without milk to feed your hunger. I smiled. Blair stepped forward. I'm sorry,
Isla just told me. I'm the one who should be sorry. I don't really... Granted, I'm still pissed as hell, but I was trying to keep my marriage problems under wraps. I thought I could handle it on my own. I wanted to keep up appearances like I always had.
My eyes found Colin.
We need to talk.
Colin hung his head while Blair squeezed his hand one last time and walked off with Isla.
Wait. I grabbed Isla's waist and turned her toward me.
Thank you for telling me the truth. She sucked in a breath at my touch. I stared maybe longer than I should have, but something about her green eyes made me do a double take. Ever since we arrived at the hotel, I'd been thinking things I had no business thinking. And they weren't about Blair. Even though I still wondered if things would have been different had I stayed with her, fought for her, I shook my head.
Just thanks.
Isla smiled up at me and then kissed my cheek. The touch of her lips burned all the way down my neck. I looked away. Colin's eyebrows shot up. Inside, now, I barked.
Vanessa's still outside crying on the grass, Colin muttered. Sure we shouldn't grab her first?
I'll call hotel security, get her a separate room, and send her on a plane in the morning. I was suddenly exhausted. Colin nodded. I closed the door behind him. He looked ready to brace himself for a fight. The only word I could get out was, why?
Why what?
Why? How about all of it? Just what the fuck, man? I paced in front of him, my hands clasped on my head.
I'm your best friend. The least you could do is say something.
How about, hey, the girl I'm attracted to, she wants to nail your balls to the wall. Or maybe that you wanted me out of the picture. Either way, we don't keep secrets. That's not us.
Colin's long hair was partially out of his bun, his face a bit scratched up from whatever the hell we'd tumbled into on the bridge.
His tie hung loose around his neck.
That first night, she was trying to spy on you, he said.
I rolled my eyes. A PI? I still couldn't believe it.
I asked about your story.
Our story?
What went wrong? With her? With you? With her ex?
I flinched.
And it just... there was something about her. I know it's insane, but we talked for hours, and I just couldn't get her out of my head, man. Everything about her personality just clicked. I don't know what else to say except I wanted her the minute I saw her creeping around my bar looking like a fucking stalker. I wanted her every second of every day. I should have told you right away, but the closer I got to her, the harder it was to have that conversation, and then I saw how much you were texting her and knew I was crossing this invisible line, and then I just got possessive, selfish, stupid, I offered.
All of the above, he admitted. I sat down on the bed and hung my head in my hands.
I can't blame you.
Yeah, you can. I grinned up at him, irritated but understanding. Yes, I can.
I love her.
Hearing that didn't hurt like I thought it would. Colin and Blair getting together didn't feel like a betrayal as much as an admission, and as Colin so often reminded me, I was stuck in my own soap opera.
Does she love you? I'll spend every day of my life making sure she has a reason to, yeah. Sappy shit. I stood and walked over to him, then pulled him in for a hug. I'm happy for you. Not still pissed? Oh, I'm pissed. I'm about to get very drunk by myself and watch HBO until I can't see straight. Colin wrapped an arm around me. Not alone, you're not.
Chapter 46. Blair. I eyed the tequila the guys had lined up on the bar. This is a bad idea. Of course it's a bad idea. Colin saluted me and Isla. But we've had a rough night. Years, Jesse corrected, tossing back his shot. Rough years. He'd gotten a separate room for Vanessa. She'd basically spit in his face by telling him that not only was she going to go to every reporter in Hollywood and make it look like he was cheating on her regardless of the truth, but that she never loved him in the first place and that she wasn't even sure the baby she aborted was his. It was a nightmare. She yelled at him for hours, according to the guests who had the unfortunate timing of walking by their room. And when it was all over, she had the nerve to ask if he would drive her to the airport. He said no. And she ran off screaming at the hotel concierge to book her a car. She didn't look at me or Isla. Didn't acknowledge our existence. And part of me was sad that she was going to keep living her life like she could manipulate everyone around her for her own gain. The other part of me was thrilled that Jesse was going to be free soon. To charity? Colin lifted his shot and winked at me. Divorce! Isla eyed Jesse. He took another shot. How about... I looked around at each of their faces. Second chances? Colin pulled me in for a kiss. I'll drink to that. He tasted like tequila and sunshine. I wrapped my arms around his neck while Isla and Jesse started talking about some elephant excursion she wanted to do in the morning. Come to my room, Colin whispered against my mouth. In 5 minutes. I waited maybe 3 before I made an excuse to Jesse and Isla that I know she knew was fake and bolted down the hall. His door opened before I could knock. He jerked me against his chest, his mouth finding mine with urgency, possession. I met his kiss with enough enthusiasm to set the world on fire as he walked me over to the bed and laid me back. You're mine. Yes, I said as I hurriedly pulled his shirt over his head and tugged down his jeans. Yours. Mine. He grabbed my breasts with a moan, his fingers massaging, his tongue finding mine, as his rough hands moved down my ribcage. I clenched my thighs against his pressure, ready for me, waiting. His thumbs grazed my hips. A strangled cry exploded from my mouth, parting my lips, causing him to kiss deeper, harder. I bucked, grabbed him by the hair. He groaned into my mouth. I love it when you do that. I love your hair. Man bun hater turns into man bun lover. Who would have thought? I laughed as he kissed me again and again, then paused at my entrance. What? I leaned back on my elbows as he watched me with measured breaths. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. He kissed me reverently. It's right. Everything is right. I grinned as he pulled me onto his lap and spread my legs wide, piercing my entrance, making me cry out with a rush of pleasure that you could probably hear in the city. I moved against him. I breathed him in. I took him in. Colin was oddly silent as we moved in sync, his eyes never leaving mine. Promises not said yet, words that hung in the air, just waiting to get plucked and spoken aloud. His stare was enough. I trusted his stare, his presence, and realized that sometimes you don't need the words. Because words can manipulate, they can terrorize.
but the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I knew in that look he gave me. He wanted to share his. "I love you," he finally said. "Love me back?" "You're easy to love," I whispered on the cusp of another wave of pleasure. "You have it." He thrust deeps, lips meeting my chest in an open-mouth kiss as I fell off the ledge. As I dove in headfirst, without fear, because I'd finally found a partner in crime. He followed soon after. His smile widened and then broke out across his face. "Does this mean that I get to help you on stakeouts, Spy Girl?" I rolled my eyes. "No, and you don't get a badge. It's a real job." He gave me a teasing nod. "Whatever you say. Just know that I'll be ready for your call the next time you get stuck." "I know," I whispered. "I know." Chapter 47, Blair. We'd run out of wine. The impossible had happened. And because I didn't want to let Colin go, the minute the plane landed, we hatched a plan. Meet at my place, eat takeout, have as much sex as possible, and drink. Only I knew the pathetic state of my pantry. So I sent Colin to grab Chinese down the street while I stopped at the wine store to grab a few bottles. My hands hovered over the Prisoner Red Blend, one of my favorites for its price range, when I felt it. The hairs on my arms stood on end. I grabbed the wine and turned slightly to my right. Jason. And her. I sucked in a breath. And told myself that destroying all the wine around me by way of knocking it off the shelves wasn't going to help my narrow escape. It would just be wasteful. "Aye," I croaked out, my voice sounding a bit weaker than I intended. Olivia's eyes bulged before she reached for Jason's hand and held it tight between her fingers. Her nostrils flared. Why did she look scared? It wasn't like I was going to punch her. I felt myself genuinely smile at their nervous demeanor. "Hey," Jason finally said. "You know," I felt calmer by the second, "the prisoner is the best if you're looking for a red blend." Why was I talking? They both gaped at me like I'd lost my mind. The bell on the shop door clanged, and then I felt warm arms around me and the smell of Chinese food right along with an open-mouthed kiss on my neck. "Hey, sorry, those damn spring rolls were..." Colin's voice trailed off as he straightened, then held out the arm with the sexy snake tattoo. "Hey, man, what's up? I'm Colin." Jason's eyes widened a bit before he slowly pumped Colin's hand and said, "I'm Jason." "Ah," Colin nodded knowingly. "Nice to meet you." Olivia couldn't keep her eyes off Colin. All I wanted to do was throw myself around him and shout at her, "Yeah, that's right, this one's taken. You even speak to him, I'll break your nose." "And you must be..." Colin's smile was so wide and sexy my knees went a bit weak. "The best friend. Sorry, I don't know your name." She gulped. "Olivia. I'm Olivia." She reached out her frail-looking hand. It looked like she'd lost weight. In fact, both of them looked content, but not necessarily jumping for joy. Then again, I was blocking the exit, so... "Well," I held my wine up. "You guys have a good night then, I guess." Both of them were still staring at me. "I'm sorry," Jason blurted, making me stumble into Colin's back. Olivia put her hand on Jason's arm as if to tell him not to keep talking. "We both are." Jason shared a look with Olivia. She hung her head. I handed Colin the wine and then shrugged. "Thank you for apologizing, but it's not necessary. I'm not sorry. You guys deserve the sort of happiness I've already found." and I meant it. I actually did. The bell clanged as Jesse shoved his massive body through, looking ready to hide. That woman's going to get me arrested. Olivia's mouth dropped open. Hey there, Jesse said, though he basically ignored her. Can you please put a leash on her? She followed me into the bathroom again. Isla trounced through the door and winked up at him. Just keeping you on your toes. So, we doing this or what? Colin groaned. How did you follow us? P.I. Isla held up her hand. Plus, I don't have any wine at the house and saw the direction Blair was driving your Audi like a bat out of hell. That's all true, I agreed. Colin pulled me to his chest just as Isla's eyes darted to the stunned couple behind us.
Are they okay?
Yep. I winked at her while Jason and Olivia picked out whatever wine was closest to them and got in line behind us.
Are you Jesse Beckett?
Olivia blurted out. Jesse stilled and then shrugged.
Maybe, but this guy right here,
he pointed to Colin, owns a hotel empire bigger than the Hilton's, so if you want someone's autograph, his is probably worth more. Jesse shared a look with me before winking. I bit down on my lip as I felt a blush spread across my cheeks.
Thanks, man,
Colin cursed under his breath as he finished paying. Hey, anytime you guys are in the neighborhood, feel free to stop by one of my hotels. First round of drinks on me. He handed his card to Jason and then placed his hand on my ass as we left the building. I stood in front of the car, hands shaking. Colin pulled me to his chest and kissed my forehead.
You okay?
I nodded.
Please tell me that's the ex-husband or I just sounded like a complete douche.
Jesse exhaled and tried to wrangle his Tesla keys from Isla.
Of course that's the ex. Did you see the longing on his face?
Isla sighed.
Classic.
There was no longing, I said. Colin grunted in the back of his throat.
I was seconds away from flattening his nose with my fist.
Ooh, Isla grinned. Go back. I'll put it on Facebook Live.
Nobody is punching anyone on Facebook Live.
I glared at Isla and then pulled Colin in for a hug. And he's not worth it. Not anymore.
No.
Colin's eyes burned. He's not.
You're welcome,
Jesse called out, but all I saw was Colin. All I felt was Colin. His lips on mine, his body pressing me against his car. And when the store's bell rang again and footsteps sounded, I realized it was all the closure I needed, because I was finally at a place where I was content, just being me, with a guy I loved, who taught me that being yourself is more than enough, and if the other person can't accept that, then breaking up is for the best.
Let's go, Isla called. I want some of that wine.
She'll just keep yelling,
Colin said against my mouth. One more kiss, I said amidst Isla's protests and Jesse's honking.
Epilogue. Colin. Let me guess. I had just hopped behind the bar to help one of my guys when my phone lit up. Spy girl. You got stuck? Blair sighed loudly into the phone. I'm not stuck, per se. My eyebrows shot up. Oh? So what would you say you are? Spying? Interesting. Who's the pathetic bastard you're trying to trap now?
He's wearing black, she whispered. And he hasn't found out I'm here yet, but it's because I have a good hiding spot.
It wouldn't happen to be in a pantry, would it?
Nope.
Blair, seriously, do you need help?
I need whiskey.
Blair,
please?
I'm not driving to God knows where and getting arrested just so you can have your whiskey. I love you, but I'm not going to jail. Again. She laughed.
That was more Jesse's fault than mine.
Ever since the trip 2 months ago, we'd all tried to move on. Vanessa left Jesse's house, and news broke about her cheating. We later found out she leaked the story,
because any publicity is good publicity, and her book sales went crazy, mainly because once people figured out a lot of what she said was fabricated, they bought the book to make fun of it and rip it apart. Vanessa decided to move to New York for a fresh start, and Jesse sold his boring, white-ass house and moved into a chic beach house in Malibu. Okay, I'll at least admit Jesse was the culprit on that one. You girls are a seriously bad influence on him. And they were, Isla especially. She forced him out of his comfort zone, and because the guy was competitive, he didn't back down, thus the jail time. Turns out, Walmart felt very strongly about drunk shop cart racing. I think they would have remained close had Vanessa not leaked to the media that she had hired us to investigate him because she suspected he was cheating. It put him in a speculative light that had him irritated with Isla and wanting to shut down our business. The bad press forced him to resign from his charity, and he blamed her. Not sure why I was left off the hook. Blair, I gotta get back to work. We're packed.
Okay, me too.
So you called for whiskey, I said no, and now you're just going to go back to whatever the hell you were doing?
Spying, she corrected. I'm spying, and he's smoking hot.
I almost dropped the phone. Excuse me?
His jeans are so tight I could take a bite out of that ass.
I was wearing jeans and a black t-shirt. Any tats?
You mean other than the creepy snake one?
I rounded the corner. And there she was, sitting in her original hiding spot, grinning up at me like a fool. God, I loved her. I held up a finger and went to grab the whiskey, came back and handed her a glass.
Top shelf?
Always.
I love you.
She stood up and pulled me into her arms. I kissed the hell out of her because I could. Cheers erupted around us. I wasn't private about my relationship with her. If anything, I wanted to make sure the world knew that I'd changed, because I'd found someone who let me be me, who challenged me, got us. You free the rest of the night? I asked, still holding her in my arms.
I sort of came by to see if you wanted to do a stakeout.
I felt my eyes light up. Can I wear a badge?
No.
Can I tase someone?
Not that kind of stakeout.
Oh?
We're going to go spy on Isla. She's been weird lately. Besides, I figured following her in an unmarked vehicle would be a great prelude to sex.
That's my girl. I gripped her hand. Finish your drink, let me help restock, and we'll go.
Thanks, Colin.
She lifted her drink to her lips and then blinked down into her glass.
What's that?
Oh, that? I shouted. It's a 6-carat engagement ring. She spit the whiskey all over me, just as Jesse and Isla made their way to the front of the bar and surrounded us.
Wait, is this why Isla was acting weird?
She smacked me on the chest.
It was almost too easy.
Isla winked and then crossed her arms.
Aren't you going to say yes?
Be my adventure. I kissed her across the lips, tasting whiskey there. Tasting me.
Yes,
Blair shouted so loudly people turned to look.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Jesse patted me on the back. His face fell a bit, but I wasn't sure if it was from losing Blair or the reminder of what kind of marriage he'd had. He quickly formed a smile and then whistled so the bar fell silent. Drinks on the house, bastard, I grumbled. Everyone cheered. I wrapped my arms around her middle and kissed her neck. Do you need to go upstairs and celebrate with swing sex? She pressed a kiss to my chin.
I want your whiskey first.
My whiskey? I teased. Or my whiskey? I rolled my hips into her. She smacked me.
Stop making things sexual and pour me a drink.
I kissed her mouth. Hard. Then whispered. That I can do.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Dirty Exes by Rachel Van Dyken, performed by Joe Arden, Teddy Hamilton, and Kristen Watson-Heinz. Performance copyright 2018 by Brilliance Publishing, Inc., all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225. or visit our website at www.brilliantaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address